Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast of me, moody Charlie Baker.
Oh.
In a mood, John. And injured Joan Cadogan.
Yes, I am.
Could be a very downbeat episode,
really,
John.
Really need a bit of cheering up, actually, to be honest.
Tell everyone your sorry tale, John.
Well, as you said
last week was nearly the last ever episode.
Oh, imagine that.
Imagine I could have carried on my own. It would have been to the heights of Cheltenham races, saying on the ice to myself. Hang on, I've just got a little fantasy about you dying here, John. Hold on.
Well, I mean, not too far placed, actually, because I got knocked off my Brompton.
Oh, John.
By a posh girl in a mini in the middle of Fulham.
She an estate agent, John?
No, I don't think so. I thought she's one of those who probably didn't need to work for a living, to be honest. One of those types. Yes, I was just happily cycling along the cycle lane,
yes,
through stationary traffic, and then she suddenly turned left as I was coming past, out of the traffic, into a side road, not looking that, in fact, I was there. And
it is the blind spot for drivers,
spot.
John. Lucky it wasn't a big truck or something.
Yeah, or a bus or something like that.
Oh, God. So what happened? You went over the bonnet, did
I
you, John?
I went straight over the handlebars, was sort of heading for the car. It's funny, like, we were having a sort of quick chat before we started this, and everything does sort of slow down.
Yes.
when those accidents happen, and I can vividly sort of, it's all a bit of a blur, but I do remember seeing her pulling out and having time to think, oh no, I'm going to die.
Oh.
And that was
I'm going to hit that.
Yes, I'm about to hit that, and I'm about to die. And in that brief moment, that all those sorts of things do sort of go through your head.
Yes.
And somehow I did sort of manage to stop myself basically on all fours, and then I think sort of combat rolled out of it. It was quite impressive.
See, I wouldn't believe you at this point, John, but I have had a couple of accidents on bicycles and on little mopeds and stuff. I went into the back of a Volvo once, and time does slow down.
Yeah.
And now, but here's a celebrity story, John. This is right up the NADOBS pod street. I once played golf with Peter Purvis, John.
Already I'm hooked.
Younger listeners may need to Google Peter Purvis.
And his dog. Was the dog there?
No, that's a different person. That's a different one,
John.
Is
that John Noakes?
That's John Noakes with Shep.
Bit confused.
We always remember when John Noakes announced that Shep had died on television and he was crying, John. So don't laugh at that. No
Who's the
laughing.
One who went up Nelson's column? Is that John?
Oh, yes.
Is that John Noakes?
John Noakes, yeah.
Okay.
That's brilliant.
I got the wrong bloke.
Seek that clip out. That's amazing. Peter Purvis, John, was very much sort of the second, maybe even the third favourite. But,
okay. But
you know, I think he does the Crufts commentary.
Is he dead or is it John Noakes who died?
John Noakes is dead.
Okay, Peter Purvis. I know. It turns out I know nothing about Peter Purvis whatsoever.
At time of recording.
We all agree on a time. Peter Purvis, very much alive.
So, playing golf, let's go back to this glittering anecdote from Pete Ustinov here. was playing golf with the old Pete Purvis there, and he told a story about falling, clearing his gutters, up a ladder, and falling off the ladder. And I said, oh, sorry, I've got a bit of a limp. I was like, oh, it's all right, Peter. I didn't notice, but you brought it up. Fell off a ladder. He said it would have been a lot worse, but as I was falling, I remembered my parachute training.
Surely it doesn't work from, you know, 20 foot.
Well,
it?
As I he was know. Falling, I yeah, thought. Oh, as you were, I remembered my parachute training, and I did a roll at the bottom, and I'm like,
yeah.
I don't think you can think that quickly, but look.
No, you do.
Time slows down, John, doesn't it?
Absolutely does. And so, yeah, my bike sort of went underneath this Mini. I somehow sort of managed to roll out of it.
Yeah.
The bike, not a scratch on it, apart from a busted front wheel. Already got a new one.
We've had many Brompton updates so far anyway. Yeah. We've had lots of... So people will have following the story of the Brompton. They do. And a few people have blamed me, John, for enticing you into cycling.
I saw that on Twitter last night.
It's a real shame, isn't it? Scott Lawson there.
Scott Lawson, but that thought had crossed my mind as I shook my fist towards the heavens.
Yes.
Damn you, Baker.
You
cycling obsession.
Hey, we'd have known where to go for a hearse. Some people think it's you, Hearse, John. Imagine the people's shock when Hearse turned up to your funeral. that's the final reveal.
Or if it had been Gary Hours, Gary's big revenge.
Do you think Gary Johnson? Do you think I could have got Gary Johnson to, or some of the players
what
to your funeral,
what
John?
What would happen if I had died on the National Obsession? Would you have had a nice tribute episode, some of my best bits?
Mm. I mean, what would we have done with the other 29 minutes?
There'd be no Christmas story this year for starters.
Do you know what? It's there are some positives, of course, John.
Some people would see it that way.
You know, but unless you'd left it, unless you'd written it and left it there.
In my will.
In your will.
The complete this, works.
This must be read and recorded and listened to every year.
What I've left you in my will, that's
good. I bequeath my Brompton.
I would have bequeathed you my Tim Sills picture at Wembley.
Would you, John?
Yeah, that could have been yours.
You wouldn't have had to watch Dagenham and Redbridge.
No.
And also, conversely, John... We wouldn't have lost because you weren't watching it.
Well, this is true, and we'll come on to that. But yes, I was going to say, that sort of thing, that sort of near death, if you like, experience. I mean, I suppose it wasn't really. It does give you a new perspective on life, and it did make me think. You know, it's just lucky you're here. And I said that new perspective lasted for around 10 hours before I was screaming at Danny Wright for not scoring one of the 27 chances he had to score against Dagenham.
We did have a lot of chances, John.
We did.
We'll get on to that in a minute. I know, that. But. Do you know what? Well, let's just talk about it now.
We might as well come this far.
I've been really doomy about. I've been in a bad mood all day.
Yeah.
I don't think it's particularly been particularly doomy about that. And I was thinking, what was it like when we were just always losing?
Do you remember when we started this podcast? We were losing practically every game. You don't remember that?
I was just thinking, I don't want to talk about football anymore. Honestly, I'm just sick of talking about it. And it's like we've literally lost once before last night.
You did message me last night, essentially saying that if we lose this game, you're going on a sabbatical from all football.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about football for a long time, you know. But it's
a good thing you did a National Obsession. The football second on the National Obsession.
Oh, it was an annoying... But it's been in... I think it's been in the post, right?
Yeah.
Because you think about all the games. You've won a lot of games in the last few minutes. And you can become over-reliant on that a little bit. I think we looked a bit complacent. Dagenham and Redbridge were no mugs either. They were big. And when they were at 11, I thought they looked pretty good, actually. And I'm just like, oh, we're still top. But, you know, if we'd like got a draw on Saturday at Kings away at King's Lynn to go 6 points clear, we'd have been like, yes, wouldn't we? We'd have been like, this is unbelievable. Yeah. What a start. Because we've got four. I think we've just been complacent about this run of games.
It might be the kick up the backside that we need. I think
so, definitely. I mean, no passes were sticking. Everything was going too long. Oh, it was just annoying, John. And Dagenham. Also, one of the last games we went to was Dagenham and Redbridge away.
0-0.
That was 0-0. When did we last score against Dagenham and Redbridge?
We've not scored against them in 5 games now.
Oh, I hate them.
Awful.
They're my new Dagenham, as TUFC Brazil call them, which is much better than Dagenham and Shitbridge.
So you're this upset about a game of football mere hours after your good friend and collaborator nearly died.
Yeah. I know, John. Can you see where my Sam said, "Why are you so annoyed about it? They're top of the league," and I was like, "I feel it very deeply," and also I think maybe I've cared too much during during the pandemic, they've been a real rock for me to hold on to.
It's the old cliche. They've raised our hopes now. If we just had an indifferent start to the season, a 1-0 loss at home to Dagenham is nothing. But we're there
also,
now.
It's not a major disaster.
No.
But we do need a left back. Where the hell is flipping this striker we had, Nelson?
Nelson. It's going to be a quiz question in years to come. The mystery. Maybe that could be this year's Christmas story. The mystery of Andrew Nelson. I've not written it yet, so.
I mean, if he. Still time. I tell you what, Dave Thomas will be pleased. He hasn't done well or turned up, because if he'd done well and got scored a few goals and was a bit of a character around the place, that Torbay Herald, whatever it's called, Herald Express, would have signed him up to do Nelson's column, like old Gary Nelson used to. A one-eyed look at the football news.
Should we start this episode?
Quite doomy, isn't it, John?
I've been waffling.
It's like I can't really be bothered with it
this week. Let's get you up for it. It's episode 123. Yeah. Also, 1, 2, 3, the average rating of Torquay's players last night.
Easy as 1, 2, 3.
Between 1 and 3, 1 to 3. Nobody got more than a 3.
That's harsh, John.
Also, topically, where London has gone in the tier system. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, I like this new number system you're doing episodes, John.
It's like a little fact about each episode.
Very
nice.
Looking forward to the Fiat 124. there used to be a Fiat 126 and a Fiat 127 and a 128, John.
We'll do a few.
And there was no 129, no 130, but there was a Fiat Mirafiori 131.
Do you think we'll get to Fiat 500?
You never know.
That's right. Should we start?
Okay, what's in the podcast, John?
We've done half of it. We've done quite a lot of it. We've got a lot of news, obviously. We've got some letters.
Oh, good.
That's all I've got written.
That's
down.
It. Because we've
anybody appearing on this week?
We might
know.
Be. Yeah, we might be speaking to a few people. You never know, John. They might pitch up.
All right.
But it's a bit doomy, isn't it?
It is.
First one defeat. This is how bad it is. One defeat, and we're like, oh, that's it. Call the vaccine off. But.
I did say to my other half last night, that's it, you do realise now we're not, that's the promotion race gone. We won't get promoted now. You do realise that.
Won't get promoted. I mean, what is the lowest point? What is the lowest point?
Still get relegated.
Given up completely. Me and you, terrible. Terrible in Gary's dressing room. Well, that's it, Gary, isn't it? Well, Gary.
Well, Gary. Do you think we'll win another game?
That's the league gone.
Do you have to accept the playoff now?
Will we ever score a goal?
Are we settling for playoffs?
Well, Gary. Well, I suppose we need a few more points to be safe.
Should we do some news? That's enough on talking.
Yes, go on, John.
Let's go back to Saturday. We'll start with Boreham Wood 3, Aldershot 2. A late winner for Boreham Wood there from Zorba Thomas. One of the goals for Aldershot, scored by our old mate's been a bit quiet for a few weeks, Shadrach Oggy.
There was a man from the land of Hampshire.
Shadrach. And he's Shagabendigo.
Lovely. What did he? Shadrach Oggy. He got one, did he, John?
He did. He scored, but not enough. Boreham Wood 3, Aldershot 2. The result of the weekend. Chesterfield 6, Barnet 0. Good God. The joy of 6 for Chesterfield. Unbelievable.
Finally, some luck turned up, John, for Chesterfield.
Bit of luck for Chesterfield. A bit of bad luck while we're talking about Chesterfield for John Pemberton.
Oh, yes.
I understand you were telling me he's lost his job again.
Yeah, he's lost his job. You know, right now, 'cause I was reading reports this week, John. He put all his money into that mink farm in Denmark.
Yeah, he'd taken over there, hadn't he? That was his next move.
We've found out since about the mink farm, of course. They've had to cull all the mink.
He's had to oversee a mass slaughter on his watch.
He had to do it himself as well. That's the thing. They said, you've put your money in, part of it is you're in charge. They all left. They all walked.
Get slaughtering.
So he had to kill each mink.
Millions of mink.
One by one. One by one. And what annoyed him was he had to twist their necks, John. He had to pull, get the mink. And it reminded him of the twisted spire of Chesterfield. Every single mink, he had to twist their neck. And every time he thought, spirites, every single time.
Yeah, really unfortunate. But he's lost his job now.
He's lost his job, but he's got a little bit of money left, John. Obviously, the payoff from Chesterfield's come through.
Yeah.
And he's put it into a couple of little French fishing boats. So wishing him well.
He's got him, yeah.
Wishing him well with that.
But yeah,
we'll hear about that soon, won't we?
I'm sure we will.
La Jean Pemberton.
The other bit of...
A la pêche.
The other bit of news out of that game, of course, was the Barnet manager, Peter Beadle. Was sacked post-match. I mean, that really was a result too far, I think, for Barnet. Losing 6-0 at Chesterfield. That was
the final score. They've had a terrible
season.
They've
also shipped five in a few weeks recently as well. Six was too much. Five? All right, six.
You sent me a picture of Peter Beadle, and I said, who is that man?
I've genuinely never seen him before.
I didn't know who he was. I was like, you could have gone, this man... does something in the National League. What does he do? Have you ever seen him before, John?
I don't think I have. I mean, he was in a final sort of roll of the dice for Peter Beadle. He'd pulled on a Martin Allen Gilet to manage the game, to see if that changed things
see
around.
See if the magic works. Not Joseph and his amazing technical dream coat. Oh, there's
Martin
one for you, John.
Amazing technical Gilet. There we go.
Lovely. But there we are. That job's gone, isn't it, John?
Yeah,
that job's gone.
There wasn't enough for him. You also said to me, when you were asking who he was, is that the bloke who drunk poison in court? I think you were a few gins in at this point.
I was. I'd had a lot of gin last Saturday. And I had no gin on Tuesday night. So there's something in that, John, isn't there?
And it does look like the war criminal who drunk poison.
I love that picture. I love it's that really outcome funny. To your life. Imagine that. We're talking about you nearly dying.
Yeah.
Imagine that being the end of your life.
Really dramatic.
You had a big glass of poison. How did he die? A glass of poison.
Publicly, not just by himself. A public poisoning.
A picture of it, like shots.
So in the follow-up to that, Tim Flowers has been appointed at Barnet. Tim Flowers in at the bees. I mean,
bit root one, isn't it?
Flowers really, in the bees.
It's really root one,
be hoping
isn't
he
it?
Pollinates the club or something, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dream come true for the Barnet Herald or whatever it's called. In it, but
Flowers and
I mean,
the bees.
I hope he does well.
I like Tim Flowers.
I hope Flowers is not in the basement for long. I hope Flowers is
Blooms.
In the attic.
Yes, oh,
Flowers in the attic. I was going for John.
Dagenham 0, Altrincham 1. The weekend, Altrincham, considering their sort of fine run of form. Jake Malt scored the only goal of the game. Single Malt, of course, the only goal of the game there. It's
always on the dating website with Tim Flowers and Bumble.
It was Wilstone 2, Weymouth 1. Weymouth goalkeeper Jack Bycroft produced some superb saves to stop it being worse. Wasn't he Sherlock Holmes' brother? He was, wasn't he? That's not Holmes and Bycroft.
Weymouth having a shocker, John. Newton Abbott Football Club.
They are, aren't they? They're finally drifting down to the NAFC. Woking 3, Hartlepool 0. Don't need to talk about that. Not interested. Solihull Moors 0, Bromley 1. I saw about 10 minutes of that on BT Sport. It was a very boring game. Really boring.
John,
I thought this would be good. I could do a bit of scouting on another team.
They all are, if you're not interested in the team.
I just thought, wouldn't it be great for the podcast if I've seen a little bit of another team apart from Torquay?
Yes.
I couldn't stand more than about 5 minutes.
Not a Torquay podcast, John. We could have been a Bromley podcast for a week.
Could have been, but isn't. And the other result from Saturday, Kings Lynn 0, Torquay 0. Not great.
A terrible pitch. Not a great performance.
£25 in.
Awful pitch, John. Really proper non-league, and it was very, very wet, and we just would not go in. We at the post there. Cameron should have scored. Whitfield probably should have got one on
12-pound stream. Any good?
No, John.
No, I didn't pay £12 for the stream, but thankfully the area around Kingsland is so flat. I just climbed up onto my roof. I can see it from here. I can see it from London.
John, some geography there.
Great,
a bit of geographical knowledge.
Tuesday night, just four games to report on. Notts County 1, Stockport 0. So yeah, Notts good result. County up to third. Good result. Yeah. Their fans on Twitter really believe the title charge is still on for them.
Thought that last year, John. They ended up at Wembley and they got National League, didn't they?
They did. I'd forgotten about that. Yeah, good point. They did get National
You've been National League.
You've been National League.
Good luck to you, Notts County, thinking you've got it. You've absolutely got it.
Solihull Moors 2, Halifax 1. So Halifax's decent run comes to an end.
Yeah, they went 1-0 up as well, didn't they, John?
Yeah,
in
they
that.
Did
yeah.
get 1-0 one up. Yeah. Another team who threw away a lead, Weymouth 2, Wrexham 3. Weymouth were 2-0 up until the 72nd minute. Three Wrexham goals in the last 18 minutes rescued them. Yeah. All 3 points.
Have you ever seen a more dead man walking manager there, John?
Keats.
So obvious he's going to get sacked.
Yeah.
Maybe they've got Martin Allen lined up there,
I had a look,
John,
on the around the time we played Weymouth a few weeks ago, and their fans were all genuinely, they generally think Rafa Benitez is going to Wrexham.
Well, he might be, John.
I mean,
this is the thing. Who knows? Sven-Goran Eriksson turned up at Notts County.
Well, they said another post was, tell me one good reason why the Cowley brothers won't come to Wrexham.
Oh, my God. We've had a bit of that. I had someone on Twitter the other day,
big time
Stockport fan the other day, going, if we want Whitfield, we'll have him.
Pay him whatever it takes.
And I was like, you are Stockport County. I know you've got some money, but you're not going to have him.
No. I think he's going to the league, if anywhere. Probably with us. But
probably Sunderland, if anywhere. I'd have thought.
That's a good point.
In League One, John.
Very good point.
Just a little thought I had.
And the other result from Tuesday night, Torquay 0, Dagenham 1. We've basically covered that. Although I did enjoy the linesman, Andrew Genders. That was a very good name. He actually got swapped from another game to play more at the last minute. Of course, it was Genders' reassignment.
Lovely, lovely job.
And he actually didn't really have... Good. He didn't. I haven't finished.
Oh, there's more.
He actually didn't have any input on Dagenham's red card. Of course, he was Genders' neutral on that one.
John, any more?
No, I decided not to do... I decided not to do Genders' fluid.
It's as far as you're prepared to go with the Genders. Still in the mood, but sort of getting through it.
Good.
So far. So, you know, I enjoyed that, though, John. You did a lovely job.
Excellent.
So there we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
91st minute, Roger. You still here, is you?
I am, Brian. Sorry,
are you Roger or Brian?
I can't remember. No, oh, I'm Roger, you're Brian.
All right, yeah, right. Yeah. Still here, are you, Roger? No, I'll put my mask on.
Oh, yeah. I forgot
about
your mask.
Still here, are you, Roger?
Yeah, I am, Brian.
91st minute, you've normally gone by now.
I know I am. I'm normally halfway in Newton Abbott by now.
Yeah, bloody hell!
Bloody hell!
Bloody hell! Get on with it!
No, I stayed this week because they're losing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're losing 1-0.
Yeah, all right, yeah. Bloody hell!
I don't know if you... Bloody hell! I don't know if you heard, there was a bit of booing at half-time.
I heard some booing, yeah.
That was me.
All right, top of the league,
it was
booing
I was the only one doing it, but I made my voice heard.
Bloody hell! I've been enjoying McDonald kicking it over the Baba Command, have
He's
you?
He's kicking it out of the ground, yeah.
Getting it too fast.
Bloody rubbish! I mean...
I've been able to hit Whitfield with a ball all night. I've been enjoying that. Bloody hell, Andrews!
Never mind the fact that McDonald kept us in the game at King's Lynn with some brilliant saves. I'm still going to give him an absolute mouthful.
Absolute hiding. Absolute. Bloody hell!
You can't live on past
rubbish.
Glories, McDonald. Bloody hell!
All right. Oh, that's it, right? See you next week with some more moaning.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Any letters, John?
We have got a whole load of letters. It's Christmas, isn't it?
A whole load. It is
Christmas. People send cards. They get in touch.
That's nice, isn't it, when people send cards and all sorts of stuff. Do you think the Christmas card will die out in the next 10 years, John?
Of course, that's a good question, actually. Wasn't expecting that. Yes, let's hope so. They're pointless.
Oh, what a shame. Bah humbug. Happy Christmas. Let's have your letters, which you've kindly sent to us.
Les Brooking kicked us off on the ice.
Les. On the ice.
Or, as you said
Les
to
Brooking.
Me, pre-podcast on the ibuprofen this week, which is very nice.
Because you're in pain. Not forget, you had a cycle crash, John.
Nearly died this week.
Nearly died this week. Les a Foff, John?
Yes, Les is a Foff. He is, well, he signs off Foff something. I can tell you, Les, you're Foff 29.
I like calling him Les Brooking, like Les Mis. He says, one day more.
Gents,
off we go.
With the mighty goals flying high and soaring above the rest of the National League, why don't you do a live pamphlet / newsletter / podcast / leaflet drop at the first away game when fans are allowed? Keep it yellow, Les Brooking.
Oh, what sort of leaflet drop? Like, tell people.
This is not the first time Les has suggested some kind of live Natops pod. I wonder if he's like a promoter. Is he hoping to get in on the action?
Trying to get in on that sweet, sweet action that so far cost us.
We are in negative funds so far for the national session.
Liam Davis doesn't sponsor himself, you know, Les. Well, he may as well this season.
Yeah.
Les,
but
lovely idea.
Les, we've floated around some ideas of doing something live, maybe in the new year.
Yeah, maybe. maybe.
That was not.
Depends
a...
if anyone would come, John.
We thought maybe
I just don't feel like anyone would come.
No, like a live Zoom thing or something. I don't know.
Maybe something. Like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, that Zoom's a good idea. Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll see.
What else, John? Who else we got a letter from? Thank you, Les. On the ice to you, Les.
On the ibuprofen, Les. A new contributor this week. Gary Head. We needed another.
Like a fake name.
We needed another Gary. Let's be honest.
Gary Hours.
Johnson Hours. Head.
Is this a letter from Gary? Gary Head. Gaz Head.
Gaz Head.
He's a Bristol Rovers fan.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Gazette. He says, hi, John / Charlie. Another great podcast, as always.
On the ice,
Gaz. Not heard it yet, Gary. He says,
this one's been doomy. Very doomy, this one.
Read Gloria Estefan and songs with numbers in them.
Lovely, yes.
Okay.
He's my kind of guy already. He's in.
Well, he's got a little game that we can do. He says, the game is in numerical order. List songs with lyrics or the title with a number in it. You can only use each song once and count upwards. They've got to 27. I've been waiting to hear a song with a number 27 for 2 years. So he's got to 26.
There must be. Right, so you've got one. One Love or One there.
Yeah.
Bob Marley or...
Two
Little Boys.
Oh,
Three Little Pigs.
three little birds.
Four.
So I'm searching into.
Well, or Three Steps to Heaven. You could have Three Steps to Heaven.
4 5 Seconds, Rihanna.
Oh, very nice.
That. Well, bit of
five as well. Five Will Make You Get Down from by the band
Is that
Five.
The name of the song?
That's what I've gone with.
Okay, go with it.
Six.
See All Songs. Six. Summer of 69, does that count?
No, that's 69, John.
That's 69, isn't it? Yeah, that's a good point.
Does like 69 count as six? No.
Excuse me, I nearly died this week.
It's true, John. It's the concussion kicking in. Six.
Like a G6, I remember that song.
A G6?
Yeah, it's sort
What's
of a
that?
mid-2000s piece of pop rubbish.
Seven, there must be loads of sevens.
Seven Nation Army,
yeah,
White Stripes.
Googling it is cheating, John.
Well, okay, but I mean, we've only got so long. Eight days a week, the Beatles.
Okay. Nine Green Bottles. Nine.
I got one for you and didn't even have to look. It's 9 million bicycles, Kitty Melville.
Ah, that's 9 million, though, John. That's a number. A million is a number. I don't think you've. I mean, it's a long time until we get to 9 million bicycles in Beijing.
It's new to two. New to two this week. 9 million bicycles. Katie Melua. Want to watch it?
What a great game! What a great 99 red balloons. Of course, you get there eventually.
Yeah, you would get there eventually.
But there's not count. My point was there's not counting in those songs.
Okay.
My point is that.
Well, he's got a new game.
Lovely. Go on. This is a great new game.
Gary also carries on. He says, second point, I accidentally said all the shit on the Talkie podcast with Guy Henderson and Dave Thomas back in 2019. Total error. I hadn't come across your podcast at that point either.
You can say total error, but...
Says, start of episode on the 13th of June 2019, if you're interested. I might actually get back and have a listen to that. Just
John,
Gary,
if you can clip that
shit
out, if you've got time to clip it out, put it on there.
Okay. I can't make any promises. Not this week.
Is that an accident? You've had an accident.
I nearly died.
How long do you think we'll be getting told about your accident?
I plan to sort of really plough on it for at least the Christmas period.
Okay.
I think.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's long enough. Yeah.
Gary says, lastly, how do I become a foff? And what does that and on the ice mean? I'm sure you've mentioned it in a previous podcast, but I've listened back to many and still not got any explanation.
Doesn't know the rules. He's
cheers,
asked
Gary.
To be
well,
a,
I think in fairness to Gary, he's a new listener and he's had it explained properly.
Gary, well, you've sent us already started on your way to foffdom. You're
on your journey.
You've sent us a letter. Yeah. You don't need to send us three letters, Gary, and then you can become a foff, which is always nice. We used to do tweets as well, but we always used to forget how many tweets people had sent in.
Yeah, completely.
For particularly good letters, it gets cut down to two, doesn't it, John? Now and again.
Yeah, very rare.
Very rare, but so three letters sent in, three emails sent in to what's the email address, John?
nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yeah. And the rules are, if you ask to be a foff, you can never be a foff. That's one of the rules,
rule.
Isn't it, John?
Can't mention
is there any? Are there any other rules?
Unspoken rule. No, I don't think there
are.
On
the ice, and on the ice, it means you have to take it for what you want it to mean.
Yeah.
On the ice to you.
General greeting.
Yeah,
on the ice. Greeting. I can't remember where that came from. I think it was a friend of yours. And we haven't got time for that story.
We've got time. Off we go. Says, Gary, great start. On the ice to you.
In Paul Dorset, Torquay United fan. On the ice to you, Gary.
Lovely stuff. Lovely
good start. Speaking of asking for a FOF member, well, Graham Cozens gets back in touch.
Ah, good food. All right.
All right, Graham.
All right, Graham.
Email subject line, FOF number, please. Oh, no.
Oh no. Fallen at the final hurdle.
Gary, you're about to experience what happens when you ask for a FOF number. He says, dear Charlie and John, firstly, I've had my DNA test back and I'm definitely not South African and my surname is pronounced as Cousins, not Cousins.
You could say that all you like.
Yeah, you say.
Have a nice braai outside.
And he says, P.S., this is my third and most gratuitous email. FOF number, please. Oh, dear. It's like snakes and ladders.
Back to down the ladder of FOFs you
down
go.
There you go. Sorry, Graham.
What does he mean, gratuitous? Like,
I don't know.
What's in the letter? Is that the whole letter?
There's other bits. I've preceded it.
Well, no. Tell us the other bits, John. See what's in it. See if he digs himself out of the hole.
I don't like to read back praise. He just says, thank you for your continued unbiased dedication to the National League. Just don't overlook Torquay United, please.
There we are. Well, that's very nice, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a very nice letter, John.
I never like on the radio when people's. It's usually on local radio where they say, loving the tunes.
But John, he's
Maria
enjoying
gets
the
in
podcast.
Touch saying,
he's doing. He's
great
doing,
show tonight.
He's doing the game. Mm. He's got the idea that we may talk about Torquay United more than we talk about other. So he's in
true.
On the joke, John.
It's very true.
You've
sorry,
had an
Graham.
Accident, John. You're in a bad mood. Why are you in such a doomy mood tonight? Not jolly old Chaz like me. Because John tried to spoil it for you, Graham. I think we should give Graham a FOF number,
whoa.
A South African FOF number. There it is, number 39. 41. FOF number 41. Jugunk.
Now, you may.
Jugunk.
For the NatObs completists, you will notice that last week we gave out FOF 39 to David Gladman. And you might be wondering what's happened to FOF 40.
Oh, yeah,
that's
someone's birthday, wasn't it?
James Thorndike. It was his 40th birthday about 2 years ago, I think.
How lovely. And have we heard from him since?
No. We gave him a special honorary FOF 40. James, you still out there?
Oh, James, let us know. Otherwise, FOF 40 might disappear to South Africa.
Well, for the moment, Graham Cousins is entering.
Graham Cousins, you are FOF number 40. You can say, well, wouldn't want to be kissing Graham. Wouldn't be kissing Cousins. John, he'll go down well in Torquay. There we are.
Love
what a
Yeovil.
Lovely joke. Hey, is this thing on? Okay.
Here we go. Nearly there. Peter Stringer says, on the ice, John.
On the ice, Peter.
Ages. He says,
good guy.
I hear your Gloria Estefan 1-2-3 song that ended at 11, and I'll raise you one for my favourite, the 12 Days of Christmas song.
Okay, lovely. Yeah, 5 gold rings.
Reminded me of a Boxing Day trip to Exeter. A minibus of us spent the journey tearing up a good number of yellow pages for a ticker tape welcome for the team. I loved it when we used to do that.
Yeah, that was great, that.
Enchanting the song with every single Torquay player's names edited into the lyrics. That's the 12 Days of Christmas song. All the classics are in there. Tony Bellew, Kevin Hill, Neville Southall. But of course, the obvious one was the replacement at number one from A Partridge in a Pear Tree to Scott Partridge for the
course.
Torquay.
Beautiful.
I think we drew that year due to a late equaliser from Steve Bloody Flack. Flack,
Steve
you bastard.
I used to hate Flack.
I say
to Flack.
Horrible. He was like a bit of lump, wasn't he, up front?
Did he play for us for a few games?
No.
He did, John,
think
I think.
He came
to us for a bit.
Really?
Andy Charles will tell us. It's lovely to hear from Peter again, isn't it? What a lovely anecdote there, John, on the
really
bus,
nice.
On the way there. I've been teaching my daughter. She's been singing Last Christmas. She's been hearing it on the radio, of course. And I've been, every time it gets to, and give it to someone special, I've been singing Give It to Gary Johnson.
Lovely.
As is the one, and she started singing it now, John, on her own. So that's good, isn't it?
Steve Flack very never, good parenting. Never played for us. And finally, Andy Charles. Funny you mention him.
Andy!
Get in touch. Now, usually I read the letters beforehand. I've only just seen this one, so...
Go for it, Andy.
I can't vouch for what the content...
You're saying you vet the letters, John?
I have a quick... Unbelievable. Scan through them, yeah.
Unbelievable. Let people say, stop being like the Stasi, John. Let people say what they want to say.
Andy Charles says, hi, John. It's the first time I've ever been compared to the Stasi.
Since you've had your accident, you've got a brain injury. People turn.
Now I've suddenly got a really aggressive side to me.
Yeah, really comes out now.
Andy Charles says, hi, Charlie and Joan. Great to hear in recent episodes of the Pooh's Letter that Exeter University has a flourishing girl sock.
Yes, I love
that.
I
graduated from that fine establishment some 25 years ago.
Oh, and he's not been to Exeter since.
And one of my first abiding
memories... been there. It was far enough.
And one of my first abiding memories of being there was bumping into someone I now know as a highly respected commentator and girls fan, Jim Proudfoot. Resplendent in his purple talkie kit. Jim there in the SU in his purple talkie kit.
Brilliant, brilliant. like soldiers wandering around behind enemy lines. Brilliant.
He says, I don't seem to recall a similar society existing at the time, but I do fondly recall regular trips to the shitty away end at St. James Park whenever I could to go and join fans from whatever part of the country happened to be there. And cheered, he basically went to whoever was playing Exeter and cheered them on.
What a lovely really thing to nice. Do. Really, I think I went once and stood on the away end at Barnet and stood on the away end rather than go and watch Barnet.
I've got 100% Rexter. I can't. 100% Rexeter, apparently. Oh, right. Well, I don't know what that is.
Maybe you should go and get checked out, John.
I've got 100% Rexeter at St. James's Park. 100% record is what I was trying to say.
Have you? Yeah. Victory record. Or
one
defeat.
Win. One win.
I don't think I've ever seen us win at St. James Park. No, I'm going to say that.
I think Ashley Yeoman scored the winner.
Ooh, nice. Best finisher at the club, John. Still is.
Still is.
Still is. Could do with him. Could have done with him on Tuesday night.
He just scored.
That's Andy it. Charles.
Thank you for your letters.
Always an excellent contributor. Thank you very, very much. Sorry about John going through your letters before and redacting
Andy,
a few things with a black Sharpie.
I've got a traumatic brain injury, so bear with.
It's getting worse, this crash.
It was. I flew through the air for hundreds of yards.
In a year's time, it's going to be. And I went through the window.
Yeah. One of the oddest things about it is I crashed right outside a Netflix film shoot and a load of the security guards came and helped. I think that happened. I don't think
was Dave Thomas
that.
There, was he? Dave Thomas will have been there.
And it was all a dream.
At that Netflix Dave. Shoot, Dave was there. Swanning around. Remember me?
Yeah.
Remember me? All right, lads. This is John on lights. I remember him. All right, John?
Bryn's Handlers is there. What are you doing here?
John, Dave's put all his Netflix money back into recreating a film of it. Right,
anyway, that's it. Come on,
that's it. I've had enough. What a lovely episode, John. A very doomy, miserable episode. But luckily, you're still alive, which I'm very pleased
that's
about.
That's the main thing.
There we are. If you want to write to us, what's the email address, John?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com, and they are all valued.
All valued. We're going to do a Christmassy one next week.
It is Christmas ep next week.
We can be bothered, and then we might have a week or two off. But there we are. A week off, normally, isn't it? But smashing up a trophy Saturday, isn't it? Doesn't matter.
It is.
There we are. On the ice to you.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.